Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. I hit record and accidentally hit go live. So here we are. Welcome to the stream, guys. Today's going to be an amazing day. This is our first Thursday at noon. So I know we did Friday at noon for a few months. And for 2024, we decided it's going to be Thursday at noon. It works with the schedule better. Long story, but we're doing Thursday at noon. And then starting next Thursday, for all of our monthly partners, YouTube members, all of that, we'll be doing a 1:30 p.m. prayer meeting with you guys every single week. And I'll be having you guys pray as well. I'll be in there, of course, but I'll be having you guys pray. We'll be praying for each other, talking. It'll just be like a spiritual huddle type thing where we get to know each other. That'll be every single week. So not monthly partner calls, weekly partner prayer meetings for 2024. It's going to be amazing. But this stream is our call-in questions. I think my mic's a little bit loud. Let me adjust this really quick. I wish I wasn't, you know, everything had to be perfect, but hey, here we are. Okay, that'll be better. I have to get this mic. I'll adjust it later. Hello from Germany. And yes, I'm glad that some of you guys that never can watch are able to watch these noon streams. There's already 400 of you in here, which is amazing. I thought this might be the remnant. Let me actually check if my Facebook is even working here. I thought maybe this will be just the remnant because I've never done a Thursday at noon and I didn't really promote this. Oh yeah, that's not on public. I gotta love live. Live is so much funner. You just never know what's gonna happen. You never know what's gonna go down. But basically, I will be putting the number on screen in just a few moments. Let people get in. I'll be putting the phone number on screen. If you're in the United States, you need to dial the phone number that'll be on screen and then type in the meeting ID. If you're outside of the United States, you need to join on the Zoom app via the meeting ID. We tried doing international calling. It just didn't work because there was like 40, 50 numbers I had to put up. It didn't work. So if you're inside the US, call the number, get your phone, beep, 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 type in the meeting ID. Outside the US, join via Zoom. Let me give you guys a couple announcements. First announcement is January 28th, I'll be at the Wayworld Outreach in Southern California. If you're in San Bernardino area, if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in SoCal, San Diego, I'll be in San Bernardino January 28th, Sunday morning at 9 and 11 a.m. You don't want to miss that. Get there early if you want to get a seat inside. If you don't want a seat inside, then get there on time. If you want to actually sit inside the building, then get there early. It's going to be an amazing time. Info's on my website, February 24th. The number will be on screen in a minute, guys. I got to give people time to come in here. It'll be on screen in a minute. And I'm excited. There's already 500 of you. I thought literally there was going to be like 30 people on the stream. Maybe I'm just insecure. I don't know. But anyways, February 24th, I'll be in Antioch, California. That's on my website. And then March 3rd, which I'll add to my website today, March 3rd, I will be at Lifesong Church, which is my home church. We're having a very special service, an encounter service, revival service, praying for people, mass deliverance. It's going to be focused on prayer and encountering God. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be one long altar call for five services. So you don't want to miss that. Guys, the number is going to be on screen in a moment. It's going to be on screen in a moment. Here, stare at this bird while you wait. So those are the three services I have coming up for January, February, and March. All three of those are in California. Maybe God is doing something in California. Maybe we're not going to fall into the ocean after all, like you guys keep saying. Maybe God has a plan for California. I'll be in California three times in the next 3 months. That's so awesome. I get to just drive. I don't have to get on a plane. New stream schedule for 2024. Well, only one thing's new. But Monday at 6 o'clock, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and then Thursday at noon, which is 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what noon is. For some of you that are like, what's noon? That's what noon is. Do you guys? I don't know. It's going to be Thursday at noon. And then 1:30 p.m. partner prayer call starting January 25th. I will send on Monday a link. If you're a monthly partner on the website or a partner on YouTube, I will send a link. I will post a thing for you guys to get the static Zoom link. That means it'll be the same all year. It'll be the same link all year. Did I say that twice? I think I might have. The same link all year. I just said it three times. It'll be the same link all year. And that link will stay the same all year. I just said that five times. You can join via that link, and it'll be 1:30 p.m. prayer every Thursday afternoon. What's up with the pigeon? Nobody knows. It's a dove, but who cares? Okay, so that's all my announcements. Like, share, monthly partner, do all the good stuff. Help us continue, keep these, you know, lights on back here. Today is call-in question. So I want you to type one in the chat. because you're going to ask one question. This is one question per person. Please don't ask three or four. Just narrow it down to one. One question per person. This is my chance to talk with you guys. I would love to hear how you found out about the ministry. I'm not going to rush you, but also remember, one question, okay? Please, and I don't want to be rude, and you guys know I'm super nice, so I don't kick people off. I just listen. Please don't get on and tell your whole life story. Please don't get on and sing a prophetic song. Please don't get on to promote your event. We've had all of that happen in the past. That's why I'm saying it. Please get on, be respectful. Realize there's a lot of people waiting in the queue to get on. We'll open the call. Within like 30 seconds, we'll shut the call, and then we'll try to get to as many people as we can. This stream is probably going to go an hour. Thursday afternoons, I can't do 2-hour streams because we're going to start having our partners call at 1:30. And I got a list of other things I have to do today and all that good stuff. Okay, so one question per person, call in. Let's talk, hang out, ask the question, and we'll move on to the next caller. I love to engage with you guys, talk with you guys. This is the casual stream of the week. Every week it'll probably be something different, but here we are, very excited, and we're gonna put the number on screen. So get your fingers ready, get your phones ready, get your computers ready. Let's talk supernatural. Here we go. All right, we're going. There's the number, 1-669-900-9128, and the meeting ID. I shouldn't even say the numbers because I'm probably confusing all you guys. 857 is the meeting ID. 5647-5972. Sorry, I thought I accidentally locked the meeting. So I'm going to let people call in. I will lock the meeting once we get a few people. And if we get through all those people, which we've only done once out of 67 episodes, then I will reopen the meeting. Okay, but I'm holding the lock button here. If you called last show, please let other people get a chance to call. And there's 700 people on here. So this is probably like your best chance to call in Thursday afternoon. We'll build these streams up. Okay, we'll build these streams up. We're starting out. This is our first time ever doing it. So here we go. Call in, call in, call in. I'm holding the lock button. I'm waiting for the callers. I have a bunch of Zoom people on. The phone number people are coming. Here we go. All right. We locked it. We locked it. We locked it. We locked it. It's locked. The lines are closed. Mods let people know when they come in here and spam. What's the number that the lines are closed? I literally have it on screen, but yeah, people don't pay attention, I guess. Let's talk supernatural. We're going to take our first caller. Father, I just pray that you'd bless the stream, Lord. I pray you'd just give me the words to speak, anoint this broadcast. I pray, God, you'd heal people, you'd deliver people, you'd have your way, that we would just spread your light and your love and your peace and your joy and your gospel to all the nations of the earth. We just bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's do it. Let's take the first caller. Thank you so much for calling in. You are the first caller. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Wow, first. Okay, I'm Laura Hannah, and I'm calling in from Ohio.
How are you doing today?
Really well. My Fitbit thinks that I'm exercising now because my heart rate went up.
Oh, your heart rate went up. It's okay. My heart rate goes up every time I hit start streaming, and today I accidentally started streaming before I meant to, but that's fine. What was your question today? What's going on?
Okay, so I promise it's a short story.
It's okay.
I used to like read my Bible on my phone at night, and my husband would be kind of laughing at me while he was sleeping. And so just tongue in cheek, just a little humor, but in all seriousness, I would like cast out devils while he was sleeping. And one night we had argued all during the day, and it was just like really, really bad. And we've been living for the Lord for several years, so it was really kind of out of character for us. But I was praying about it and just asking the Lord, like, why do we argue like this? Why does this keep happening? And he just showed me, like, it's my demons versus his demons, and they're pitting us against each other. And he showed me some truths from our early past that just really kind of helped me get rid of some unforgiveness. And I knew, like, in that moment, I needed to tell him. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. He's dead asleep. And I just thought to myself, like, I can't let him go one more day thinking that I feel this harshly against him. And I knew it had to be like immediate. And I'm praying, like, God, how do I let him know this, like, right now? And literally as I'm praying that, he starts like crying out for help in his sleep and like saying my name. And so like in my spirit, I knew like I just need to start casting demons out. And so in case he was just dreaming, I was kind of like under my breath. And I mean, we have a king size bed, we've got a fan in the room, so I'm being pretty quiet. I wouldn't have woke him up if he was sleeping. And I'm even thinking like, am I being loud enough for a demon to hear me? And he says full volume, I can't hear you, kind of mocking like. which really caught me off guard. Like, it kind of
Say it again.
stirred
He
my
said,
spirit, you know.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Like, mocking me.
Oh,
And
wow.
so I was like, you can hear me, and you will come out in the name of Jesus. And literally, as soon as I said that, he rolls over, and he lets out this big sigh. And he sits straight up in bed, and I'm like, are you okay? Like, I know what was happening. I didn't know if he knew what was happening. And he's like, I just had an experience. And I'm like, what do you mean you had an experience? Like, I know what was happening, but tell me what you were experiencing. And he flat out says, I was battling a demon. And he said he was like, he couldn't move, and that the room got really dark and he couldn't talk. And I said, well, you were calling out for help. And he's like, I couldn't talk. I don't know what you heard, but I couldn't talk. So again, what I heard when he said, I can't hear you, like, he didn't say that. And he said all he could feel, like, my hand on his back, and that his back was hot where my hand was, but I hadn't laid hands on him. I was just over there kind of, you know, praying on my side of the bed. So we have this experience, and he said he even heard, like, the demon's name when it left, and he said it was gone, like, whatever it was. Then I told him my side of the story, that I was over there praying for him. So we know that we had this experience, and he was different after that. Like, we both still struggle. I mean, staying delivered is a process. But my question really is, because I've seen other women ask this in the chat from time to time, is, like, your thoughts on, like, being able to cast demons from a spouse, like, whether they're sleeping or not. Because I come to think about, you know, the scriptures, like Matthew, Mark, 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, they all say two become one. So two become one flesh. So, like, if the demon's in the flesh, like, shouldn't we be able to cast it out because we're one flesh?
That's a really good question. And that's a very interesting experience, powerful experience. It just goes to show that when you're sleeping, your spirit's obviously not asleep. The spiritual realm doesn't just pause because we're sleeping. So as you saw there, you were in spiritual warfare for your husband. I mean, you were fighting against that demon, and he didn't even realize it, but you were fighting against that demon. And yeah, 100%, I think you were doing deliverance on him while he was sleeping. The demon was still awake there. And sadly, you know, there's a lot of people that when they sleep, demons torment them. Demons kind of have their way with them and do whatever they want with them. And they're unable to do anything because they're sleeping. And that's where you get the phenomenon of sleep paralysis. What a lot of people say is just a medical phenomenon where your body wakes up while you're dreaming. I don't believe that. I believe it's demons tormenting you at night. Because if a demon's in you, why would it stop tormenting you just because it's night? If it's tormenting you through the day, it's still going to torment you at night. And that sounds like what was happening. And thankfully, you know, he had a wife that was able to pray and know what she's doing and cast that thing out of him. And he was able to get some deliverance and then also realize how real the spiritual realm is. Now, as far as can we cast a demon out of ourselves and then it leaves our spouse? I do know the two flesh become one in a sense. You know, there's a joining of spirits. There's a joining of the flesh. But I don't know if it means that if I get delivered, my spouse automatically gets delivered, because we still are two different bodies. So for example, I still need to eat. You know, if my wife eats, I don't get full. So I still need to eat. Whatever my wife thinks about, I don't always necessarily think about. There's definitely a spiritual and soul connection. Like, there'll be times where it's like you and your wife or your husband are thinking about the exact same thing at the exact same time, and you haven't even talked. And then, you know, this happens to married couples all the time. It happens to me and my wife. Like, I was just thinking about that the exact same moment. Or you might think of something and then they answer what you thought about. It's like, whoa, we're connected. And we are. The Bible says that sex is not merely physical, but spiritual. The two become one spiritually. The Bible literally says that. So there's an element to that. And that is very, very powerful and stuff. But as far as like a body, I don't know if demons, I don't know. I don't know if demons go into one person and then it's like connected to the other. I personally believe that you need to get separately delivered, and you have your own demons and your own deliverance. And because you are your own body at the end of the day, right? Your spirit and stuff, all that does join to an extent, but you still are your own body. So that would be like if you got saved and your husband's unsaved and he has a bunch of demons, that would mean you'd have to deal with his demons even though you're delivered and saved. And so I just don't see it that way. I see it as, hey, there's still deliverance that needs to happen. There's still breakthrough that needs to happen on a personal level between both of us, but there is some type of connection. Now, whether demons work together, Yeah, they absolutely do. And like you said, your demons and his demons were fighting and causing conflict. 1,000% demons work together. The Bible says a kingdom divided can't stand. Satan's kingdom, to an extent, isn't divided. You know, there's division, of course, in it. But to an extent, they do work together for the same common purpose. So I do believe that they are working together. If they're in you, they're in him, they're communicating, they're talking, all of that. But it sounds like you did deliverance on him in his sleep. And I would just continue on that path of like, hey, I need to get deliverance. You need to get deliverance. It's probably best that we do it separately, because it's just hard when you start mixing in married couples together in deliverance. There's certain things they don't want to say. Maybe you've done something, maybe he's done something you're ashamed of, or he's ashamed of, and it just gets in the way of getting free. So I always recommend doing deliverance separately, like married couples, but definitely seek deliverance, get free together. And that's a powerful experience, because it sounds like you definitely were doing deliverance on him. For sure.
And yeah, and I mean, like, he doesn't laugh at me in his sleep anymore. And I guess I just wonder, like, when your spouse is sleeping, if you're praying over them and like casting out anything that can hear you, or like telling it to leave, like if you're making an impact, or like breaking down strongholds, or, you know, breaking generational curses that, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely think you are. Yeah, I think you definitely are. I think you're definitely making impact. You're definitely breaking things. And there is a certain level of legal right you have over your spouse, or they have over you, vice versa, and over your kids. So I think it's not just like a random person that you pray for. There's not that level of authority. But when you're in a marriage covenant, there is a level of spiritual authority. There are demons assigned to your marriage. You know what I mean? There are curses assigned to your marriage, and a plan against your marriage corporately. So you are able to go in there and break those things and fight in spiritual warfare. And of course, do deliverance on your spouse. Now, I want to be clear what I said earlier. For those of you that are like, you could do deliverance on your spouse, absolutely. I'm not talking about not doing it. I'm saying if you both want to go for deliverance, it's best to just go for deliverance. But you can for sure do deliverance on each other. I highly recommend anyone out there do deliverance on your spouse and vice versa. I meant like, if you know you both need deliverance, the best way to do it is to find someone to do it for you. But of course, if you don't have that, do deliverance on each other. That's amazing. And you're doing that, it seems like. And it's a great thing to do. And you are making an impact as well. You are making an impact. Those spirits, they don't sleep. They don't need sleep. They don't need caffeine. They don't need coffee. They don't get tired. They're awake. They're working. And you can definitely speak to them and take authority over them in Jesus' name. Like, in Jesus' name, we've been given authority over all the power of the enemy. We have power and authority in his name, in his authority. So you're not there coming under your name. You're going in Christ's name as his ambassador. And yeah, no, you're not going to be in my room, devil. You're not going to be in my husband, Satan. You have no power over my kids. Like, take that authority. Exercise that authority. Be bold about it. And I'll tell you right now, this is not about your husband or against your husband at all. The laughing is definitely demonic. Like, one of the main symptoms of a demon manifesting is they laugh. So if he's laughing at you reading your Bible, laughing at you while you pray, he doesn't even probably know it, but that's a demon. People don't realize a lot of times when demons are manifesting. I was praying for a family member one time, and they were literally growling at me like a dog, like, and I was like, they're manifesting fully, growling at me like a pit bull. And I told him, I said, do you realize you're growling at me while I'm praying for you? And he's like, no, I wasn't growling. I'm like, dude, you were literally growling for like 10 minutes. So when people manifest a demon, well, your husband said it. He's like, it wasn't me. I wasn't even talking. Those demons will manifest out of them, and they could be fully awake and not even realize they were manifesting. So when people laugh, I've had people, and I'm like, you know, you're laughing. Like, I wasn't laughing. Like, yes, you were. You were laughing while I was praying for you. And they don't realize it because it was the demon doing it out of them. It goes deep, you know? I don't want to go too deep, but people that are not spiritual are going to laugh at this and say, that's not real. But as you saw, it's very, very real and very, very authentic when these things happen.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I appreciate your take on that. I've seen people ask that question before, and I'm not trying to say like you can just fully deliver somebody while they're sleeping, but I just had that experience, and I thought,
oh no, you did. You did. You did deliver him 100%. We have to remember, God can do anything. God can deliver us at night. Anything I teach people of like the common way it happens, I always use the caveat, but God can supersede any of that. You know, I say like 7 steps to doing deliverance. That's great. But at the end of the day, God can deliver someone in 5 seconds. God can do anything. So we don't want to like tie what God can do into like my teachings. Like, well, Isaiah said, it doesn't happen that way. You need to renounce. No, God can do whatever he wants to do. Who's Isaiah? Who cares about what Isaiah says when God's moving, right? So we give these teachings to help people. But at the end of the day, Christ is the author of everything. And so we don't ever question him. If God tells you to do something that goes against what I say, do what God tells you to do. Don't listen to me, you know? So yeah, when it comes to deliverance, we got to be led by the Spirit, which you were and what you are, and just keep going for it. You know, great days ahead in your marriage.
Well, I really appreciate all your teachings. You've been really helpful. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much. God bless.
God bless you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Really good question, guys, about the deliverance at night. Absolutely deliverant, casting demons out of your spouse, your husband at night. And it works. It works. Some of them times they're even resistant, but you keep praying, you keep believing, and God will deliver. God can do whatever he wants. Who cares what Isaiah says? Guys, please, I hope you're never hearing God and then being like, well, Isaiah said, who cares what Isaiah has to say? I'm over here being an ambassador of Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. But at the end of the day, Christ supersedes everything I teach, everything I say. You know, I get all my stuff inspired from God's word, so I shouldn't be saying things that contradict the word. But if God says something else, you go after God. Okay, I'm fallible. I'm a human. I'm still learning. I don't know it all. I'm not God. I'm his son. I'm his ambassador. But we are not gods. And sadly, a lot of ministers have made themselves gods. We're not God. All right, anyways, next caller. Here we go. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from. How are you, Melissa?
I'm trying to get into my apartment right now. Hold on.
No worries.
I was walking my dog. I didn't realize it would happen so fast.
Okay. It's okay. Take your time. No worries at all.
Let me turn my TV off. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, hi. God bless you, by
God
the way.
God bless you. No worries.
First, I want to tell you something. It's important for you to hear is you were the beginning stages of when I started to turn my life back towards God.
Wow.
Okay, my daughter showed me you, and I was listening to you, and I'm like, eh. And then I caught on, and I'm like, and you kept me wanting to keep going, you know. And then you showed me Apostle Pagani.
Yes.
And because I'm just, you guys have been helping me. And it's been like since 2021, I think.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm 44 years old. And I would call myself the prodigal daughter because I was prodigal probably since I was 17. I was wondering, how do I get the testimony, how God saved me and rescued me and how the Holy Spirit over and over, like from all these things that's happened, I've overcame, and how do I get the testimony out? Because God's love and his faithfulness is throughout the whole, all those years, even when I wasn't. So that's my question, is how do I get my testimony out there to the world, I guess, and just to show God's faithfulness, even when you might not be listening to him and not being obedient?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So this is the first time literally in human history I could give you a valid answer, and you can actually reach millions of people with your testimony. And I will first of all say, I'm not a fan of social media, which is crazy because I do social media for literally, that's all I do is I make videos and content. And the reason why I'm doing that is because that's where everyone is. So in Jesus's day, Everybody was in the marketplace. Everybody was out wherever, right? And he was going out to where they were. They were out by the sea. They were out fishing. They were out by the shore. Wherever they were, they were at the front gates of the city. Jesus was going to where the people were. The disciples went to where people were. There's no point in fishing where there's no fish. There's no, like, imagine me saying, yeah, I want you to go fish in a pond, but there's no fish in it. Like, why am I going there? So when we're preaching and reaching people, we're fishing. We're trying to reach souls. So your question is, how do I get my testimony to as many people as possible? Before, 4 years ago, there would really be really no way. It'd be a struggle. You'd have to try to make like a YouTube channel and you'd probably reach like 5 or 6 people. It was very, very hard to build an audience if you didn't have a following. Like when I started, I already had a little bit of a following from traveling for 10 years. So it wasn't like I had no following. But now we have what you probably know what I'm going to say, short content. So TikTok, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts, right? Those are short videos, 0 to 60 seconds, where literally people are on their phones scrolling and the algorithm, the company picks what video they're going to watch. So they're not even looking for your testimony. They're not even looking to hear from you, but now the algorithm is telling them your story or showing them your story. So right now, anybody listening, there's 1,000 people watching this right now. Anybody listening to this within 10 minutes could make a TikTok, an Instagram, a Facebook, a YouTube. And again, I don't consume the content, but I make the content because I want to reach people. And you can get on TikTok or get on your phone, start creating 30 to 60 second videos about your testimony. Like, hey guys, I want to tell you about how this happened to me. Hey guys, I want to tell you, or you won't believe what God did in my life. Give me 30 seconds of your time. And you make these little videos and then you post them to Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and TikTok, all four platforms, and you're going to reach people. You keep uploading, you keep posting. Like, never before in history are we able to reach people the way we're able to reach people now. So now you're able to reach people with the gospel, share your testimony, talk about Jesus, and it's incredible. And you could do that without having to participate in sitting there mindlessly scrolling for hours. But now we're able to reach people, which is our calling. We're all called to reach people, to preach the gospel, and we have this amazing resource to preach the gospel. So again, a couple of years ago, I would be like, I'm not really sure. But now I can say, because of TikTok and all these platforms, they're used for bad. But what the enemy means for bad, God's going to turn around for good. And we're able to now use them to preach the gospel, even though they're usually made to just entertain, to show sexual content, to basically be a time waster. We're able to use them to preach the gospel.
Would you be interested in like interviewing me, or is that like weird? I know you did it for your cousin, and she shared her story, and I like totally related to her.
Yeah. So right now I'm not really taking interviews, just because if I open it up to just people, from the stream, it would just be overwhelming. And I have hundreds of requests in my inbox of people being like, hey, can I come on? And I have a lot of like even big name speakers asking me to be on. And for me, it's like, I want to make sure it's the Holy Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit, and I want to just continue to do what God. So there's a lot of even like huge name people that I don't have on, because I just don't feel it's God's timing. So maybe there will be a time, and I've thought about this. I'm even glad you asked, because there will be a time where I record these testimonies and upload them to my channel, right? And I have a friend that has a channel like that, and I do want to do that. So in the future, that's definitely something that I want to do. Just where I'm at right now, it's not the time and place, but definitely in the future, in the next year or two, it's something that I want to incorporate on the channel. And of course, when that's the case and we have that, you know, we'll make a request form for people that want to do that. I would love to film your testimony and put it on the channel, and maybe even make a separate channel where I am doing testimonies and stuff. But yeah, for sure. Right now, I don't have that ability to do that exactly the way I want to do it, but eventually I'll have that built out and be able to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you anyways. Thank you for your time. I'm serious
and,
about
and
it.
And what was your name? Because people are asking, they want to hear your story. So when you start posting, do you know what your name will be when you start uploading videos?
Well, I already made like two testimonies, and I got to the age of 15, and then I took a break for a second or a couple days because it was painful. But it's Melissa Catherine, I think it might be under.
Okay,
or,
Melissa
and
Catherine.
It's like Daughter of the Most High, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. So Melissa Catherine or Daughter of the Most High. And listen, they're going to find you. So they know where to find. They'll find your page and stuff. And I'll definitely go on and check that out as well. And really good question. I think a lot of people have the question, and a lot of people should be using these tools we have to reach people.
Yeah. Amen. God will bless you so much for helping me. Like, seriously,
yes.
I know God, he blesses people that help me. And then people that hurt me, I notice that he kind of disciplines them. So like, you're going to be blessed immensely. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
You know, guys, we have such an incredible opportunity. Again, I don't like social media. I wish short form content wasn't a thing. So I could either cry about it and say, I hate short videos. I like long videos. I don't like social media. I could do that. Or I could say, I have the ability, wait a minute, to reach millions of people. Last year, we reached 202 million people. Last year, 202 million views with the message of the gospel. So we could either cry about it and hide in our church, or we can say, no, we're going to use this to reach people and preach the gospel. And that's what we're doing. So that's where it's at. All right. Let's take our next caller here. Thank you so much for calling in. Please let me know your name and where you're calling in from.
Hello.
How are you?
Isaiah?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you. How are you?
Oh, wow. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Thank
goodness. Where are you calling in from?
I am in South Carolina.
Yeah, I love the accent. Thank you so much for calling in. And what was your name? Did I miss your name?
Oh, no. I didn't give my name. My name is Faith.
Faith, awesome.
And yes. And I have been pondering here on which question to ask. So I'm going to go with a curses Masonic type question.
Okay. You're going to throw me a hard one. Okay, no problem.
Well, I've been researching on my own, and I'm involved somewhat in deliverance ministry myself. I actually briefly met you and you personally prayed for me at the conference in Atlanta in 2022.
Awesome.
So, oh man, I tell you, yes. So I'm still trying to figure out, okay, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. Where is it I belong? What's my purpose? You know, okay, I'm certainly ready to leave my little... Anyway, let me get to the point. Okay. Now, I was married. Married a guy that I'd loved. We'd loved each other most of our lives. I'm white. He's black. That's no big deal to me, of course. But I make that statement to say, being in the South, we were just never able to date. He just turned 59, and I'll be 57 in a couple of months. So back then, it was very different here. Once we were grown, we got reacquainted, and we just fell head and over heels in love with each other. Great guy. We were doing really well. Long story short, he had children but had never been married. So I wanted to make a home with his children, and that I didn't realize at the time proposed its own issues. That was not readily accepted by some. The daughters' mothers, they're black children anyway. But everything was going great. But it ended up a situation where I sort of put them before him. And he was unfaithful. So it just really took me and him apart, he going one way and me the other, and we fighting each other rather than pulling close to each other and uniting and putting God first. So that's how we ended up separating. So here we are 15 years later, we reunite. We've been talking, we've been in touch. Well, he has gotten into the Masons since then, and he is now, he tells me, a 32-degree Mason. I said, wow, okay, that's really high. He said he would not go any further. He had no desire to be a 33-degree. I'm sure he has his reasons. But one thing that's concerning me is the Jabulon. And the J-A, the B-U-L, which is after Baal, and then the O-N, it's three different, it's a trinity, a satanic trinity, just like we have what we would call the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And that is what I have discovered is it comes about that you pledge an oath to at 32 degree. Well, we've talked about it some, but not a whole lot. My concern is if we go any further and he does not decide to go through any deliverance, how is there a way that we who know and are learning to do deliverance, is there a way to call up a demon or call out a demon? Without, I know he would have to give me permission to do it. He would have to agree to do it. And I know he's been saved. But see, he tells me I love Jesus Christ. He was in the military. He's like, you know, for me personally, I can't see going over there and fighting God's people in a war. You know, so he's just still so very much seemingly not what I'm learning and being told is how I expect him to act. I'm just kind of at a point where I don't know what to do, but surely there's something in there.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't realize it.
Yeah, so he doesn't acknowledge that the Masons are a cult and they are, you know, demonic. Is he just not aware of that?
I think he has told me, he said, you don't think I'm in a cult, do you? It's not a cult. He said, everything that we do is in the Bible.
Yeah,
I really believe that he doesn't realize it.
Have you seen my teaching on the Freemasons before, the YouTube video I have about the cult of Freemasons?
I watched it last night.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so you know there's a lot of differences in the Freemasons. I did this a long time ago, so I'm not even, like, in my mind versed about what they believe right now, but I remember making that whole video, doing the research. I mean, you can Google, and within a couple of minutes, you'll see they are a fraternal society. They are a cult. They have a lot of secrets. Like, their textbook definition of a cult, and with all the secrets they have, and I had an old relationship and a person's dad was one of the high-level Freemasons and blah, blah, blah. And he told me a lot about the secret society and what you're not allowed to tell and the bad stuff they do. So it definitely is 100% ungodly. It doesn't run synonymous with scripture. It's not harmonious with scripture. It's completely, a lot of the stuff they do is anti-scripture, and they take scriptures out of context, and they don't see Jesus the way the Christians would see Jesus. So that's hard. That's hard because in his mind, he's right, and his mind, what he's doing isn't wrong. So we really, I would say the only thing you can do for him, of course, you can tell him about it. You can show him the videos. You can be like, hey, this is why I think it's wrong. But at the end of the day, it's just prayer. He needs to be covered in prayer. You need to pray that God would open his eyes to this. Now, are you guys married, did you say, or you're going to get remarried, or what was the story on that? I missed that part.
Well, we were married, and, okay. And see, there too, you know, I feel like, well, you know, we were each other's only marriage, and therefore that makes me still your wife, biblically speaking, technically.
Okay, so you never got divorced, so you're still married.
No, we did get a divorce.
Okay.
According to Maine's law, we are divorced, yes. But I have never moved on. I've not been with a man in 15 years. There's just nobody for me.
Yeah.
And two, how am I going to serve God? And I'm out here running around trying to spend my focus on a man. I'm not trying
absolutely.
To do that. I'm trying to serve the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so
boy, I'd love for him to serve the kingdom with me, and we could really be a love story. And just a little side note, I don't know, is there a difference in the black Masonics than the white? Not, he says that the only reason they're not in the same buildings and whatnot in the South is because it's the South. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they are the same thing. I haven't looked into it deep enough, but I'm pretty sure, as he said, they are the same. It's just they weren't in the same buildings, because there is a lot of Mason lodges all throughout cities. And so, yeah, they are different. My advice would be this. Listen, I want to see the love story happen. I want to see all that. But I also would say what the Bible says is don't be unevenly yoked. So if you're already divorced, God obviously never wants anyone to get divorced. God allowed divorce because the Bible says of men's stubborn and hard hearts. So you did get divorced. Like, if you went and got divorced and the state says you're divorced, God acknowledges that. God allowed them to have a certificate of divorce, and God acknowledged people are getting divorced, right? We know that, and Jesus talks about that, and Moses was the one that was allowed to basically give the divorce certificate. But again, it wasn't God's original design. So in my mind, from what you told me, you are actually divorced, so you would need to get married to him again, you'd need to get remarried. You need to do it the right way and make it official and all that. I would personally say, don't get unequally yoked with him. If you're trying to serve God, if you're trying to go after ministry and he's not on that same level and he's doing something else that's really anti-God, it really is cult-like, it's demonic, it opens the door. Again, I'm just saying the truth. I want to say something super nice and be like, no, you're good, you're fine. But if I'm counseling you the way I feel like God would want me to, his word says don't partnership with unbelievers. Like, what fellowship, what partnership do we have? And don't be unequally yoked. So I personally would say you need to definitely pray for him and talk to him and let him know, say, hey, look, here's where it's at. I cannot be yoked to you, connected to you, married to you, in relationship with you, dating you. I don't care. Whatever words you want to say. If you are a part of something that is against my convictions, that is against the God that I serve, that is something that speaks against what God's word says. So if this is going to work, then you're going to have to give this up and walk away from this. And you're going to have to serve God along with me. And you're going to have to do what's right in the eyes of God. Because ultimately, you're going to stand before God one day. So none of this is going to matter on earth. Like, I'm going to stand before God and give account for decisions I made, what I did in my life, and who I was connected to and all of that stuff. So for me, I would just say, you need to have that hard conversation with him. And if he's like, no, I'm not willing to give it up. If he's not willing to give it up, then you're probably not that important to him, right? If he can't give up his little fraternity, his men's club, then you're probably not that important to him. So I would say, hey, you got to give this up. It's against my convictions. It's against the word of God. And you've done some research, but do your research, tell him why, give your reasons, and then let the chips fall where they may. Maybe God will change his heart. Maybe God will turn things around. But as of right now, like, if you were my daughter, I would be like, run. You know what I mean? Just because you don't want to get involved with ritualistic stuff. And there's a lot of rituals.
I don't want to give anything a legal opportunity to jump on me either.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want any games. I've been through deliverance and I've been good, I asked him this morning, I said, if you died right now today, would you go to heaven? Yes, he is convinced he would. He's convinced he's doing nothing wrong. So I've got to find a way. The Lord needs to help me find a way to show him that it's wrong.
Absolutely. And God will. And God will. And that comes from prayer, from fasting, doing some research and showing him. And then he has to make the decision. You can't make it for him, unfortunately. You know, he has to make the decision. And you're smart. You have your head on straight. You know about deliverance. You know about the supernatural realm. And as you said, like, I don't want any demons. And he will give you those demons. I'm telling you, you'll definitely get what he has if you start getting involved with him again. So what was your name again? Faith. Let's pray for you real quick. Faith. Father, I just pray for Faith right now, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd give her the wisdom, the direction, and you would just show her the right way, the right choice to make, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just make a path for her. Lord, bring deliverance and breakthrough over this man. Bring revival over this man. I pray, God, if it's not your will, then separate it. Lord, if it's not your will, I pray that you would just remove this relationship. You would just cause a wedge to be there. But if it is your will, I pray, God, that you would save him, you would deliver him, you would heal him, and you would make a way where there seems to be no way. God, give her that conviction. Let her not go against her convictions, but God, she knows the truth. She knows that conviction. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would just touch her, you would anoint her, and you would have your way. And this would work out in Jesus' name to where you want it to work, God, whether it's for him, whether it's against him. Lord, we just pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
We're believing for you, Faith, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you God bless. I hope to meet you again whenever I go out there at some point.
I may send you a snail mail or something to follow up. We'll see.
Okay. Well, listen, I read everything that comes in my P.O. box. So if you send me something to my P.O. box, I will 150% read it.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Awesome. God bless you, Faith. Take care. Really good question there. All right, let's take another caller. We're going to go probably another 20 minutes, and we'll get through who we can. If we don't, I apologize, but we're going to try to keep these an hour because I'm going to be doing, starting next week, prayer meetings right after, and I still want to hang out and talk to the chat for a little bit after we do the calls. I'll hang out for another probably 10, 15 minutes. So here we go, and thank you guys for being here. There's 1,100 of you on a Thursday at noon, my first time ever going live Thursday at noon, so thank you guys. You guys are amazing and awesome. Let's take our next caller. This will take a second to load because this is on Zoom, but we're going to connect with Irene on Zoom. And guys, I'm answering the calls randomly. I have no order. It's random. Irene, can you hear me?
Oh my God, this is so cool. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say me and my fiance love you so much.
Awesome. Hello, fiance. Thank you guys for calling in. Where are you guys calling in from?
From Fresno.
Fresno. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. What's going on today?
I just had a question because we already, before I got saved, we already had two kids and TMI, but we stopped fornicating and everything just because, like, I know that I'm not, you know, it's like fornication against God. So we haven't been with each other for about like 3 months. And I was just wondering because it was right after I got delivered that I realized that. And I remember the person who delivered me told me that if we sleep together, like, we can transfer spirits. And I was wondering, even after we're married, if, cause he's pretty afraid of like deliverance. And I know it's just like manifestations, but like, He's too afraid of opening up and like letting people like into that part of him, but he doesn't even deal with himself. I was just wondering, like, if TMI again, but if we did sleep together after we are married, are his spirits transferred into me either way, even if we are married? Like,
okay, so that's delicious. That's a good question. And I've answered this a few times, and I think there's a lot of grayness. I personally believe that once you get saved, God puts a barrier of protection around you. So the Bible says, like, if you have your fiance, who's going to be your husband. So let's just call him your husband, because you're saying when you guys get married, your husband is saved. So I'm giving you a verse that's not about him being saved, but let's just say he wasn't saved. Okay. So pretend he wasn't saved, even though we know he is, and you guys slept together. The Bible says that when you have an unbelieving husband, stay with them if they're willing to stay with you. And it says that your holiness covers your unsaved husband and your kids. And it says, otherwise, how would your kids be holy? And then it says you can win them over by your conduct. So I see in scripture, there's some type of protection God gives you, some type of barrier God gives you, to where if you get saved and your husband's not saved, God will protect you. Like, it's not an open door. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not an open door to transmit those spirits over to you. Now, if you're not married, okay, and you are fornicating, which is, if those of you in the chat don't know, if you have intimacy outside of marriage, that's called fornication. It's against God. Fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God, so on and so forth. Then that's for sure an open door. Doesn't matter if you're saved, he's not saved, he's saved, you're saved, you're both saved. Doesn't matter. If you fornicate, you're opening up the door to the devil, period. But if you're married, I believe you have divine protection, because the Bible says your holiness covers your family, and stay with that person. Like, the Bible literally says, stay with the unbeliever if you're already married. And now we're not in that situation, because your husband is a believer and will be a believer when you get married, because right now he's your fiance. So I think you're fine. I would not worry about that. I would not stress about that. I would not, anyone that's listening right now or on the replay or live, do not withhold from your husband because you're like, I don't want to get your demons. I'm not sleeping with you. It's unhealthy. It's not right. It's not biblical. The Bible says the only time you should withhold from your husband is if you are both agreeing to it and you're doing it for fasting and prayer. And then it says, come back together so the devil can't tempt you. So you actually shouldn't be, for any reason, being like, I'm not sleeping with you because of whatever, unless it's agreed upon and it's because of prayer and fasting. So I would say, yeah, you're fine. You're covered. Don't stress. Don't worry. God has him on a journey. God will lead him. God will guide him. God will open the door. God is going to make it happen. God will bring that deliverance when the time is ready. And hey, if he's not ready to be delivered right now, I wouldn't push it. I would be like, you know, it's in God's time. It's in your time. I don't want to push you to do this. I want you to want it. Just like I would never force someone to get saved, right? If I know someone that, like, I really want saved, and I'm like, okay, let me try to convince them to get saved. I don't want to convince them to get saved, because then I'm going to have to convince them to stay saved. So with deliverance, I don't want to ever have to force somebody into it, because then it's like I'm constantly forcing them to try to keep the doors closed and try to maintain their deliverance. He's going to get to a place where he wants it, where God's going to make it happen. And so don't stress. Don't worry about it. You're on your journey. You've gotten delivered. That's your responsibility. You're no longer fornicating. 2 thumbs up, 10 thumbs up. Great. I know that's hard to do, especially when you got saved after having kids and after living together and all that. But I give you 10 thumbs up to both of you. Stay pure, stay holy. Don't fornicate, get married, and don't worry about it. Don't be like, well, he's not delivered and I am. Just, you know, have that intimacy in your marriage covenant, and God's going to work it out. Praise the Lord that he's a Christian. Praise the Lord you're both saved. There's a lot of people in the chat that would be like, I would do anything for my husband to be saved. And so I thank God that you guys both got saved together. And I really believe that God will work it out, and his time will come, and that fear of deliverance will go away. And there will be a moment where he gets delivered, where God sets him up, and maybe in a service, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit moves on him one day and it just happens. It's not where he has to, like, you know, do all the sitting down with somebody and going over all the stuff he's been through, but God will just do the work. And that's just what I would believe for.
Okay. Thank you so much. And yeah, I really appreciate the advice. And he's not completely saved, but he definitely believes in God. And he's definitely like the more he watches your sermons, he's the only like person that I watch that you're the only person that I watch that he likes. Sorry. Like, he loves you. Like, we always laugh
that's
at
awesome.
Like your content together. Like, we love it. Like, we like literally bond with you. Like when
that's
it comes
so
to like
cool.
Christianity.
I love that. I love that.
No, yeah, he's gonna be so happy when I like show him this too. He's gonna be like, oh my God, you talk to him? Like,
That's
seriously,
so cool.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen, let me give him a message since you're going to show him this. And my message to him is just to go all in with God, develop a relationship with God. It's the best decision you'll ever make. Be radical, right? We're all going to stand before God on Judgment Day. And the only thing that's going to matter is, did we serve him? Did we have a relationship? So for him, for everybody watching this that's on the fence, get off the fence, go all in with God. Once you go all in with God and surrender everything, that's where the fun starts. That's where it gets exciting. That's where the joy, the passion, the love comes. So yeah, go all in, man. And thanks for watching my content. And I really appreciate you both. And I'm rooting for you guys. I'm in your corner. I'm cheering you on and praying that God has his way with you guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm being all taking forever, but can you pray for us real quick? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
For him. Mostly for him, actually.
And what was his name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Father, I thank you so much for my sister and Ryan. I pray, God, that you would just touch them right now. Lord, I know that they're going to be getting married soon, and I pray, God, that you would bless this marriage. I pray that for Ryan, Lord, that your anointing would be upon him. I pray, God, you would just bring conviction to his heart. Holy Spirit, I pray you would baptize him in your power and your spirit the way you did with me, and that you would just bring conviction to him. You just challenge him, Lord, to go all in for you. I pray both of them would be radical, would be all in, would renounce ungodliness and worldliness, would just completely walk away from everything that is not of you. God, let them realize that you are all that matters, that we all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and let us just realize this life is a vapor. Nothing in this life matters compared to you, Lord. It's all passing away. It's all fading. And God, let us go all in for you. And just, I pray your anointing on this marriage. I pray for Ryan. Lord, touch his life. Use him mightily for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sister.
Have a good day. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. Take care. Awesome. I love to hear it. I love to hear it. She said he's not really like fully in a Christian, but he believes in God, but he loves your stuff. And so, hey guys, we have all different people watching, and I just love to hear it because I have to remember that not everybody watches is completely all in. And we have to just remind people that we got to be all in for God. We got to be radical for God. And that's just amazing. Praise the Lord. All right, I think we have time for probably one more. Let's take one more caller here. Let's take this caller here. I think it's Zamani, and when you turn your mic on, we will talk. And I read the comments the whole time. If you guys are wondering what am I looking at, I have no notes. I'm reading the comments. Zamani, can you hear me?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Isaiah?
Good. How do I say your name? Am I saying it wrong?
It's Zamani.
Zamani. Okay. Is that? I think I'm saying it right. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from South Africa.
Hey, Zamani from South Africa. Well, hey, bro. Thanks so much for calling in. What's going on today?
All right. So my question for today.
Have you called in before? Because your voice sounds familiar.
Yes, I have.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I remember you. Awesome.
Yeah. So my question is, so I've been watching you, I think, since 2020, towards the end of 2020. And I've been learning a lot from you. And I've started making content on social media. And I've been going live and basically teaching about the Word of God almost every single day. So my question is, how do you keep it up? How do you keep like being inspired to go live every single day? Because sometimes I do be having those days where I feel like I don't want to be live, but I know that I have to. So how do you have that consistency every single day and just do it whenever you don't feel like doing it?
So yeah,
that's,
man.
That's basically my question.
Yeah, it's a good question. The Bible says the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So for me, yeah, my flesh doesn't want to go live a lot of times. Today, I was like sitting around. I'm like, I went and got my haircut, came home with my wife and daughter. And I was just sitting there like, oh, I got to go live. I got to record. But here's the thing. I remember that somebody getting saved is way more important than my comfort. It's like Jonah. Remember when Jonah goes to Nineveh and then he's like, God's going to destroy the city. And then God doesn't. And Jonah's mad. And God's like, Jonah, did you want me to destroy the city? And Jonah's like, oh, I want to be under this tree. I want to be in the shade. And he would rather be comfortable than reach these people. Yeah. And so for me, it's like we have to every day choose comfort or reaching people, comfort or evangelism, comfort or saving souls. I have plenty of time to sleep and rest and do all that and relax whenever I'm dead. I right now I'm like, I want to go hard for God and go all in. And so when I get discouraged or tired, I just remind myself of why I started. I remember where God has brought me from. I go back to 19-year-old Isaiah that was an atheist at an altar when God called me to preach the gospel. And I just go, there's a yes in me. I have to do this. I don't have a choice. No one's making me. So it's not like I have to in that way, but I'm a slave of Christ. He's my master. He wants me to do this. Now, if you're burning yourself out every day live, like 3-4 hours, then yeah, you slow down. You're burning yourself out. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But for me, if I'm live a couple times a week, I've given my life to this. I'm just like, okay, Lord, I'm going to say yes. And this is the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people. Successful people say yes when they don't want to. Unsuccessful people do it only when they feel like it. For me, I don't have to feel like it. I'm going to say yes. I don't feel like praying. I'm still going to. I don't feel like reading the Bible. I'm still going to. My emotions and my feelings do not tell me what to do. I tell them what to do. So you have to really put your flesh under subjection and say, no, I'm not listening to you. We're going live. We're going to preach. We're going to get in the Bible. We're going to get in the word. We're going to pray. And that's it. That's it. We're not, there's no negotiating. I don't have the option because it's not about money. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this for free today. I might not make $1 on this today. It's not about income. Yeah. It's about outcome. It's about reaching souls. And so people are depending on you. And I'm talking to everybody in the chat. I'm preaching right now. People are depending on you guys to say yes to God, to reach people. And I know it's tiring. You don't get accolades. You don't get praised. You don't get paid. Doesn't matter. You're not working for man. Paul said, I don't work for man. I work for God. So I'm doing what God wants me to do. And so for me, 100%, there's many times I don't want to go live. I don't want to preach. I don't want to pray. I don't want to read, but I say yes anyway. And I do it till I feel it. I don't do it when I feel it. I do it till I feel it. And when I go live, bro, like 10 minutes in, I'm loving it. I'm so glad I did this. It's an hour in. I'm like, earlier, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go live. But now I'm so happy because I'm hearing testimonies. Yeah, yeah. I'm able to share God's word. I'm here with you talking about God. It's beautiful. And it's just getting over that hurdle of, hey, I don't feel it, but I'm going to do it until I feel it. So that's with praise, worship, fasting, reading the Bible. Don't do it when you feel it. Do it till you feel it. And you will. You will. Like once you're fasting, you're like, ooh, I like this. Once you're praying, ooh, I like this. Once you're reading, ooh, I like this. But it's like the flesh initially hates it.
Mm. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so that was basically my question. But before I finish, I just want to give you your flowers and in your work, your ministry and everything that you're doing. I must say that you are moving in South Africa and especially to the youth, because I'm a young guy. And the first time when I saw you, I could relate to you because the way you preach the gospel and the way you explain things, I relate to it. And the words that you use, I understand the words because I am young myself. So when I saw a young person who was on fire for the Lord, I was like, okay, so this is possible. It is, I don't have to wait up until like I'm 45 or maybe I'm 60.
Come on.
And then I start to be serious about following Jesus, about choosing Jesus. So what I can say is that for me, you made being a Christian cool. Like you it a good thing.
And
So when I saw a young person being disciplined on the Lord, like you're doing everything, you're sacrificing everything to the Lord, that sparked something inside of me. And so basically you've been like my mentor or maybe like my big brother. And I've been watching for many, many years. There's a lot of things that I've learned from you. So praise the Lord that I came across you.
Thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate that. And I love to hear that, man. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm rooting for you. I'm in your corner. And I appreciate you. Do you have an Instagram?
Yes, I'm on TikTok.
Okay, let me follow you on TikTok because I want to message you and stay in touch. Hold on, let me get. I'll mute you. Go ahead and tell me your TikTok. Okay. 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 Okay, let me search you right now. All right, I found you. All right, I just followed you back. We'll talk on here, okay? Thank you, bro. God bless you. God bless. Take care, bro. Awesome story, guys. I'm going to stay in touch with him. I'm following him on TikTok. I'm going to message him. So I love what God is doing. I love every single one of you. I'm going to end the call because I want to go an hour. I apologize to those I didn't get to. That's kind of the nature of the show is I just can't get to everybody. I have been recently. I think last couple times I went like 2 hours to get to everybody. Today, I just cannot go 2 hours, but I'm going to hang out and talk with you guys for a little while. So, and give you guys a chance if you want to partner with us, you can. The links are there. Starting this year, so like right now, I would be ending and then going into our 1:30 prayer meeting. And then when that prayer meeting ends, I will pass it to someone and they can keep praying. And I'm sure those will go throughout the weekend, the prayer meetings on Zoom. So I'll be having you guys pray, praying with you, getting to know you guys. I'm guessing it'll be kind of small and intimate and personal. And I'm sure as the weeks go, it'll get probably even smaller. I don't know. Maybe it'll grow. Who knows? That'll be just for monthly partners. So again, guys, it's not about income. It's about outcome. If you want to partner, you can partner on the website, isaiahsalivar.com/partner. That's the best place to do it. Or YouTube, you can join and be a member. YouTube's not as good because they do take a small cut, but the website is the best way to do it. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @isaiahsaldivar. See you next week.